I've known people to be behind bars because they did not have a CPA, a good one, not doing the right thing with the taxes.
Absolutely. And another thing that we find with a lot of business owners that we talk to is that there are a lot of them are running personal expenses through the business and they're not keeping track of it. You know, that it also hurts you as well when you try to, if you're looking to sell your business, you know, because not every lender is going to, or appraiser is going to accept all of those add backs, which will then reduce the value of your business.
How you doing, big boss?
Man, I'm fighting the cold over here.
I know that. I'm still the same way this morning, but kind of let up on me, so.
Yeah,
they say anything's going around, so.
Yeah. That's nothing worse than being sick in the summer, having a cold.
Nothing. And I get it every time around this year, man.
Yeah.
Nose be all stuffy.
Yeah. I had a bit of I was getting like a mild fever around like noon today. So,
are you good?
No, I'm good. I took some medicine. It didn't kick. It kicked the fever a little. So I'm good to go. And I couldn't reschedule on you again.
No, come on, man. If you're in a fever, I don't know if I can go out. If you got a fever, trust me, if you want to take care of that and do another one.
Nah, I'm good. I'm good to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm good to go. But I appreciate you being flexible to be able to reschedule for today.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And how's everything been since the conference?
Man, been good, man. Been so, I mean, like you said, what you put in is what you get out.
Yeah.
So steady grinding, steady at networking events. What I do is I also buy a lot of leads.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm able to go ahead and cultivate them and nurture them and turn them into sales. So everything's going good.
Okay. Good. Yeah. So essentially, like I was saying, that it's about helping business owners structure their business to sell. Because what we found was a lot of business owners who have their business on the market to sell, their business isn't quite properly structured to get the value that they want.
Right.
And I'm sure you as a financial consultant understand more than anybody how terrible some of these financials are for some of these business owners.
Correct.
You know, so Cal, if you could just take a second, introduce yourself, you know, tell us who you are, what you do.
Well, man, basically, like I said, man, first of all, thank you for having me on, Moss, man. Really been looking forward to this time with you, being on your podcast, and thank you for having me as a guest. Like you said, I'm Calvin Wade. I'm with Wade Financial Group. And basically what I do is I help not only personal clients, but also businesses structure their finance. So many times that whether it's your personal life or even in business, they don't have no direction of where to go with their finances. A lot of times, business owners, they make a lot of money, but the problem is what happens is they don't see a lot of that money. Well, a lot of times, the reason why that is they don't know exactly where their money's going. They don't know how much they're spending on marketing. They don't understand how much they're spending on payroll. They also don't even understand, in a lot of times, how much they're spending on equipment or any of their miscellaneous needs. So what I like to do is do a financial analysis with my clients, really dig in, see exactly the money that they're bringing in. Also, we structure it by months. Hey, this is what we're going to spend for this month. These are the goals we're looking to reach. And a lot of times, people don't know where they're going because they have no direction. So I like to put together a game plan that helps them reach their goals at the end of the year.
Okay. So what do you think is one of the biggest reasons why a lot of people don't track their finances when they're in business?
Well, two reasons. A lot of times people are just happy to be in business, but also don't understand that we're in this for one reason, to make money. And we're never taught that. Unfortunately, within a lot of whether it doesn't matter race, doesn't matter educational background, or either financial background, a lot of times we're not taught these things about finance and how finance can not only impact your business, but a lot of times hurt your business. Too many times I see business owners fail, not because they're not making enough money, but because they're not structuring their business finances the right way. And that's where I want to step in and kind of bridge that gap with some people. Because too many times, like I said, we're reaching out to these people and they're making money. They're saying, hey, I made $100,000 a year, but where is my money going? So a lot of times what I want to do is bring all that back in, wrap it up in a basket, and give it to them in an envelope and say, hey, this is how much money you need to make. They have a game plan. Number one thing I do ask people is, hey, what is your 1 year, 3 year, 5 year goal? And they really don't even know. So a lot of times when they can't answer where I want to be in 1 year, where I want to be in 3 years, where I want to be financially in 5 years, that's how you know they're lost. A lot of times they don't even understand, they don't know the dollar figure of how much they made last year. If you ask me that question, how much money did I make last year? I can let you know to the penny. So that's just being on top of your finance, understanding that, hey, that's the catalyst of our business, because without money, you can't grow.
No, absolutely. That is so true. You know, as I like to tell people, cash flow is king, you know. You can make all the money in the world, but if you don't have nothing at the end of the day, it's like you're in business for nothing.
You're exactly right. At that point, you're just in business for nothing. And I mean, I don't care. I know why. I got in business to help people, but also is my personal freedom. And with personal freedom to be able to do that is your finances.
Yeah. No, absolutely. You know, because what we find it too is a lot of business owners end up creating not necessarily businesses, but essentially a job for themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't track those finances. They don't have that financial strategy, you know. So you talked about, you mentioned a little earlier about having a financial, like implementing a financial plan, you know. Like, what does that look like?
Well, what that exactly look like is, first of all, what we want to do is a lot. Do you have this on a piece of paper? Do you have this on a spreadsheet? So what I like to do is, like I said, understand, first of all, understand, let's break down their bills. Bills as far as the business bills. Because unfortunately, I don't care what you say, you want to look at yourself, the business bills come first. And I know you know that. So many entrepreneurs don't realize that you have to sometimes pay the business and also not get paid at the same time. I'm pretty sure every business owner has went through a month that, hey, times was tough. I have to pay my employees. I have to make sure that them bills is paid. So let's break down, first of all, what it takes exactly to run your business. Let's put together, how much does it cost you on average of marketing? I think it's about, let's come up with a plan of how much you're spending for marketing. How much is your payroll? And we like to say, if your payroll is over 30 to 35%, you're actually paying too much in payroll, and they don't understand that. Also, that's like a miscellaneous bills that come out of that, whether it's paper supplies, whether if it's computer equipment, whether if you're in a cleaning service and it's dental supplies, cleaning supplies. So I like to gather all that in one and first structure how much your bills are. Next, let's go to your household bills. Mm-hmm. Household bills is your rent, your car, your cell phone bill, your groceries, your habits. One thing I like to say is, what are your non-negotiables? Mm-hmm. One person non-negotiable could be, hey, I have to go to the barbershop every other week. That's my thing. And that's okay. One person could be, I know myself, I like to smoke cigars. My cigars is in my budget.
Yeah.
So put all that in there. And then also let's come up with, at the end of the day, how much do you want to make a month with the income that your business is bringing in? Because no, what you have left over from that, no, that is not your money. That is not your money. A lot of people think, oh, I made $15,000 this month. So after all my bills and all that, yeah, I took home 10. No, you also need to structure yourself to say, I need to make this much per month, whether it's $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. You need to pay yourself that extra money in there. And then what happens to that is growth cash flow money that you can build up. because everybody hits the rainy day. So what are you putting up for that rainy day of when business is slow? So you may have a bad month. You're not saying all my bills are not going to get paid. You actually, if you're paying yourself and you know exactly how much you're paying yourself, all that extra money is staying in that business account for operational flow. So I like to kind of gather all that together and then come up with a financial plan. And also we want to say, hey, what is the end goal? Like I was telling you at the conference, I was talking to a lot of people, what is your end goal? A lot of times they don't have a clue what their end goal is. So you're working to be working, but what is your end goal? As you speak about a lot is, hey, prepare your business to sell. But if you're not structuring your finances right, you're not preparing yourself. Have you did a financial analysis on your business to be prepared to sell? Have you been keeping track of these things for the 4, 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, 10 years to understand how much your business is truly worth, even to get out the game? Because I love what I do. I love helping people. But I don't want to be in a situation at 60, 55 years old where I haven't prepared for the end game. So also you have to prepare for the end game and come up with a game plan for that also. So it's not just about personal, not just about business, but it's also about the end game. Because nobody wants to be, after you had a successful business, you can prepare, right? You're still working at Walmart, talking about working at Walmart at 65 years old.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm trying to be in Cabo, enjoying my time. You know, we work so hard to get to that point. So let's prepare for the end game so we can enjoy the fruits of our labor.
No, absolutely. Listen, I'm booking a month-long trip to Cabo, okay? You know?
Right, and I promise you this, you're able to do that. Why? Because you know exactly what you wanted to do. The word for you was, I plan to do this trip. So when you plan to do this trip, you understand your finances, you understand your business structure, you understand, just because I'm bringing in all this money doesn't mean I have to spend all this money. So you're able to put money aside. Hey, I'm putting money aside on this trip. I'm putting money aside on this trip. Every month I'm putting money aside on this trip. So guess what? When it's time to go, you're free to go.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. Even too, like when we're looking at deals, what we found was when we talked to a lot of baby boomers was they had a plan to pass the business along to their kids, but the kids don't want the business. So now they have to scramble to try to sell the business. So they didn't prepare for exit at all. What would you say to business owners whose plan is to pass it along to their kids?
Well, one thing is be prepared for them not to want the business. I mean, that's part of the business. That's part of structuring your business. And that's something that you just don't decide on your own. That's something you have to have that conversation. Your kids now, I know my daughter's 11. If I told my daughter, do you want this business? She probably won't say, yeah, because you think it's cool. But also, just like any other business, you have to have yearly low, medium, and high objectives. You know, you have to have a strategy plan for your business. Hey, if I want my profit margin this year to be $200,000, well, you also have to have a plan for if your profit is 100, and you have to have a plan for your profit is 300. So just like that, if you're trying to pass it to your kids, you have to have several different exit plans that you're operating on. Because if they get a situation for 10 years, but now 5 years now, they don't want the business. So it's okay with yourself saying, hey, this is something I want to pass to my kids, but also have an alternative of a what if they want to go their own route? What if they want to be a doctor? What happens if they want to be an attorney? They may not want to be in the industry that you're in. And you have to, once again, prepare for that. So you have to have multiple exit strategies that you can assemble when that time comes. So you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. And also, you don't want to give them a failing business. So you also have to have an exit plan for them also. Because one great thing I would like is, if something happened to my daughter inherited this business, I also want to have an exit plan for her that if she doesn't want to do this for the next 2 to 3 years, that she now has an exit plan to get out. So you have to always have multiple exit plans to be able to sell that business, whether it's pass it over or whatever the case may be. So never just have one plan.
No, absolutely. So as you and I know, it's different levels to this. You know, as you increase your income, you know, your financial strategy has to change, you know. Can you touch on that a little bit? So like the same financial strategy you have at 100,000 probably isn't going to be the same strategy you have at 500,000 at a million, you know. Could you just touch on how your strategy has to evolve as your business evolves?
And yes, always to do a financial review of your business. Now, just because you have a plan in place, that's why we also, when we just said, you also have to plan for mid, low, and high. A lot of times, people don't realize even going above your goals can hurt your financial bottom line just as much as going under your goals. You know, I've seen a lot of businesses fail, not because they didn't make enough money. They actually made too much money. Mm. And the problem is when you make too much money, now it comes in the lack of discipline.
Right.
So you have to also, especially, because I plan to make $150,000 a year and it happened to be $300,000. That doesn't mean I need to try to find a new Maybach, try to get the new Ferrari, try to get the new Lamborghini. So a lot of times I tell as far as the business expense, and also with the personal expenses for a while, make that money for 2 to 3 years. Keep the same financial plan for a while. But now if you're making over, now let's put that stuff in the saver. Now let's make your money now work for you. So that's how you change that. Hey, do we put this money into do we go ahead and do an IUL, which is the Index Universal Life Insurance? Go ahead and max fund that. And now you're actually growing your money while you're making more money. So it's a great thing that you're making more money, but you have to adjust, change. So if you are making that much more money, that you're allowing your money make free work for you and not to just spend it. Because, we're not disciplined. A lot of times people are disciplined. And if that money is just sitting there, we're going to find something to do with it. So you do have to kind of do a financial review. I would say quarterly. Yeah, you can do it personally on your own every month, but you definitely want to see a financial advisor, have them do a financial review with them every quarter, and then change the pace as your business is growing. Because you're going to have to evolve, whether you're making you're making 120% over your projections in the first quarter. But in the second quarter, guess what? It may drop down a little bit because you're in your slow season. A lot of times, economy changes. You know, you never know what happens in presidential races. We get scared. America gets scared to spend money. So that can hurt your business. So if you're not doing financial reviews every 3 to 4 months, you have to be able to change on how your business is changing. So you have to kind of move with the times. So you can thrive, that's the end goal. You don't want to sit there and not prepare for the slow months. And now that's hurting your business. And now you're trying to scramble, trying to figure out, oh, I'm going to make it for the next 3-4 months. And you're relying on a huge month to get you back on track. If you're sitting there, if you're constantly on top of your finances, constantly on top of your money, on your business structure, anytime the slow months come, you can pivot and you'll be able to maintain it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Being prepared, you know. So at what point would you say you should bring on like a financial advisor or even an accountant to start doing their books?
Immediately. You need to get especially an accountant. You need to get that immediately. That's one thing that you should not play. You should not play with. Because I don't care how much money you make in your business, you got to pay taxes. That's one thing you got to do. And unfortunately, that's a hole you don't want to get yourself into. You know, you can sit there and have a thriving business, and then all of a sudden you filed your taxes wrong, you waited too long to get a CPA, and all of a sudden now people don't realize you have a tax lien now in your business, and now you can't operate as your business. So you should not wait to get a CPA or a tax professional to look at yourself. and get them involved in your business, because in the long run, that can really hurt your business. Not only as you may be paying too much money or not enough money, or you get yourself in so much financial trouble. I've known people to be behind bars because they did not have a CPA, a good one, not doing the right thing with the taxes. They was paying the taxes every month, every year. They was paying even quarterly, which is the right thing to do. Paying quarterly on your taxes, and then with 5-10 years and realize you get audited by the IRS, and now they're coming on you with a tax lien on your business. And now you're sitting there, and now you face the federal FBI and federal time because you did not file your taxes properly.
Yeah. That's the last thing you want is be behind bars for some taxes.
And people put in too much work to let something like that slide. So you never want to really put yourself in a situation where, like you said, you work so hard on your finances, you work so hard in your business, and all of it just really gets taken away because you try to pity pit and say, I don't need a CPA right now. Because once you start that bad habit of, oh, I can do it on myself, I can just file myself on QuickBooks, I can file myself at the end of the file my business myself at the end of the year and not keep tracking that, take it over to a tax professional. You may find a flyer or something, they'll say, I need your business taxes, but you don't have everything in your order, your receipts, your documentation, your spreadsheet that they're not looking at. And so you definitely want to get that all that stuff in order because you don't want to do this hard work for it to be taken out the way for taxes and taken away from you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. And another thing that we find with a lot of business owners that we talk to is that there are a lot of them are running personal expenses through the business and they're not keeping track of it, you know?
Correct. And also, like you said, a lot of times that's when you want to speak to a CPA. Because that's one thing a lot of people don't realize is that that's one thing that you shouldn't be running your personal bills through your business. That's why you want to set money aside and pay yourself. If you're operating as a business, do it the right way. You want to do that from the beginning. Don't do that from year 2, 3, 4, 5, from day one. You can't call yourself a business owner and not be running the business properly. So you want to have all this stuff done from day one. And don't be, hey, I'm going to use this account to pay my rent. I'm going to use this account to pay my car. No, you pay yourself. Put that into your personal account. Now you pay your bills out of your personal account. And that will save a lot of people some headache and not have to deal with the IRS. Because they see you double dipping.
That's fact. They are definitely going to get you for sure. You know, then it also hurts you as well when you try to, if you're looking to sell your business, you know, because not every lender is going to, or appraiser is going to accept all of those add backs, which will then reduce the value of your business, you know. So like getting accustomed to doing that from the beginning and doing it properly from the beginning is only going to help you in the long run.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, you're exactly right. If you do everything from the beginning right, once you get to the end goal, it makes everything a whole lot smoother. Every year, every month, it's going to make everything smoother. You just do it the right way the first time. I mean, it's kind of like what your grandma always say. Boy, if you just do it right the first time, I wouldn't have to get it.
Exactly.
So hard-headed, do it right the first time.
Yeah.
So, you use the same lessons we grew up with in our business. I mean, no, whether it's sports, whether it's a personal life, whether it's school, everything we've been taught, do it right the right way. Do the right thing the first time. And so you can go ahead and see the fruits of your labor and you can sit back and enjoy life. And because it's stressful when you got them three letters squeezed down your throat.
Yeah. No, that's big facts. That's big facts. I want to take it back a step a little bit. So pricing. So pricing is just as important as managing your expenses as well. Because if you're not adjusting your pricing for inflation, all you're really, you're just going to put a greater strain on your income, you know? So can you touch a little bit on how often businesses should look at their pricing?
Businesses should look at their pricing, I say every month. Businesses need to look at their pricing on the monthly basis, because the price of any product is valued on what they're willing to pay for it. And I know you've heard this theory a lot of times. I can go to Walmart and get a bottle of water for 79 cents.
Yeah.
But now, if I go to CVS, that same bottle of water is now 198 cents. But now, if I'm at the airport, that same bottle of water is now $2.50. So you always have to track. You always have to track the value of your product, because if your product is selling, that doesn't really always mean that, you know, okay, well, it's time to up my prices. But now, as the economy goes up, as inflation goes up, one thing you want to do is you definitely don't be scared to change with the time. Believe in your product, believe in your services. And always, monthly, just look at it. Hey, how are my prices? You know, all right, is this what I'm happy with? You know, is right now, and also compare it to the industry. You know, hey, you don't want your industry now all of a sudden to leave you because you want to have the cheapest product. The cheapest product isn't always the best product. This actually comes from Russell Simmons. When he wanted to start his clothing line, Fat Farm, he wanted to be in Walmart's, TJ Maxx, and Ross in the beginning. And his clothing line did not sell. He actually got with his good friend, Ralph Lauren, looked at him and said, I love your clothes. The problem is, your clothes are too cheap.
Yeah.
Then ultimately, once he rose his prices to the Tommy Hilfiger, the Ralph Lauren, Polo, that's when Fat Farm really blew up. So we should always seek advice from a financial consultant or actually business partners or actually your circle in the industry and see exactly when that time is to go ahead and adjust some prices. And don't be scared, because if you keep your prices the same and inflation goes up, you're doing that little more benefits.
Yeah.
So if the economy is going up, if the inflation is going up 15% and you leave your prices the same, your business is actually moving backwards, because that means your bills change, your product, whatever it takes to make your product, to service your product, all that stuff is going up. But at the same time, you're not. So you should always look, well, I would say, you know, look at that monthly. And then, hey, when that time you see inflation, you see stuff trying to go up, then you kind of tailor it to the to inflation and kind of grow with time, because you got to move forward. I mean, I remember extra value meals was $2.99 at McDonald's. And now look at them. They gave me $11 for $1.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen a McDonald's yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
So don't be scared. Look at it. Move up with inflation. But a lot of times people are nervous too, because are they still gonna buy our product? Are they still going to, are my sales gonna go down? And one of my financial mentors told me, and business mentor, also personal mentor, told me, never be scared to oversell your services, because I promise you this, people pay for what they want.
Right.
People pay for what is useful.
Right.
So I promise you this, if Michael Jordan came out with a commercial tomorrow saying, hey, the new Jordan 5's come out with a brand new color, limited time, today only, how many people who say, oh man, I ain't got it right now, my bills are tight, gonna be at Foot Locker and everywhere else and online trying to buy them shoes?
Right.
So don't be scared. Always evaluate your business, always evaluate the growth, always evaluate the economy and adjust accordingly. And don't be scared of doing that, because you have to, or not, you're going backwards.
No, absolutely, absolutely. I think a lot of business owners, they got to really understand the value that they bring to the market, you know. Feel like, well, some business owners feel like they're doing the client a favor, you know, rather than they're providing value to the client, you know, that the client really likes. Because if you do good service, you should have no issue with raising your price. You know, just having a conversation with the client. If you may lose some clients, but that's okay. You will find that you'll find clients that are willing to pay your higher price, you know.
And you'd be surprised that it may even take you to another niche of your business if you adjust the prices. So yeah, definitely never be scared. And you have to. You can't say, I mean, if McDonald's still kept their extra value meals at $2.99, they'll be out of business. So don't do yourself a disservice. And while inflation is going up, keeping your prices the same and do yourself a disservice and getting out of business because you want to do a favor for your client. When in all actuality, you don't have any data to go by to say my client is not going to pay these prices. So
Exactly.
don't be scared. Move with the times. And be confident in your product or your service.
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. What would you say about the importance of utilizing technology as it relates to managing your finances and tracking your finances?
It's very important to utilize technology. The reason why is that's where the world is going. We're now in an AI stage of things where everything is kind of an AI that you are no longer reliable on people anymore. So technology can do is it can make it a whole lot easier than what it was, and that's where the world is coming to. The more the less I have to worry about my finances and structure, the more I can concentrate on my business. And it also makes it easier for you. You have things right now, you have different tools, you have different apps now that you can use that actually manages your money, your finances for all. One thing I like to do on the personal side is, hey, let's see exactly where your finances that you're losing money on. And a lot of times they don't realize that they're paying so much money on these different apps. Or all of these subscriptions that they're losing money on. I have one client that she didn't understand. She realized she was paying $220 on apps and subscriptions for Apple apps and different subscriptions on a tablet that her daughter was using, and didn't realize, wow, I'm spending 200 something dollars on these apps. Now you have AI that you can plug in on your phone that will actually see exactly what apps you're paying on a monthly basis. So now it actually is helping you not only saving you time, but keeping you more structured. So you definitely have to use technology at this time because that's the only way the direction is going. The old school pen and paper and writing everything down on a Word document, that doesn't benefit you none and also puts you in liable. And also we tend to mess up with them, run a business, run a household, be a father, be a husband. No, you don't have time for that when you have a lot of these apps now that's ran by AI that could do all that stuff for you and make it a whole lot easier for you. So definitely technology is the way to go.
No, absolutely, absolutely. And just the importance too of having like a having a payroll system that you utilize. It helps keep, especially when you're going to file your taxes, it helps keep everything in one central place.
Organized.
You know, yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah, you
definitely. It keeps everything organized for you because people, we tend to mess up. I mean, it is what it is. We do 100 things a day, and we may forget to do a couple things throughout the day. But when you're able to use technology at the end of the year, hey, you want to say, hey, I need all these documents. I need your monthly statements. I need your monthly income. I need your monthly expenses. It's a whole lot easier when you can go on your computer, press print, and all that stuff prints out for you. So now you don't have to worry about doing that yourself, and it makes it a whole lot easier organized for you.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, as we wrap it up here, what is one key piece of information that you want to leave everybody with?
One key information I want to leave everybody with is a couple of things. On the entrepreneur side and also the financial side. First thing is actually on the entrepreneur side, I want to leave people with is you have to start. We're no longer in the 1990s, 1980s, 1970s. Find yourself a mentor. Get yourself a good group of people around you. When I started noticing my business growing, it's just when I got solid people around me. A lot of us have too many associates and not enough mentors around us. Find people in your circle. Man, it's been a blessing that I can name a couple of people. Man, Mr. Lee, AJ Simmons. Also, I have Mr. Donald Scott. I have people around me that keep me accountable, keep me pushing. And man, that's why I'm a blessing. It's been a blessing that I met you at the convention, man. Like you said, I promise you this, I'm a smart individual, but I promise you who I'm not smarter than, me and you.
Yeah.
I promise you, me and you together, smart people. But I promise you who we ain't smarter than, me, you, and somebody else. So the more that old thing of putting your fists together and having some good, solid people around you, that's definitely key. And financially is, man, plan. And don't be scared to get some help. A lot of times we don't want to look at our finances because we're so scared of the outcome. You know, you may not where you want to be today, but I promise you, if you get somebody to help you out, go over your information with you, go and come up with a plan, even if you're making minimum, you'll see how you can structure a business that can not spend so much and actually keep that in. A lot of people are just trying to spend, but don't realize, hey, I only need to spend 30% on payroll. No matter whatever I make, my payroll needs to be 30 to 35%. Mm-hmm. I don't care if I make $10,000 a month. I don't care if I make $1 million a month. My payroll does not need to reach 30%. My household expenses does not need to reach a certain amount. My business expenses don't need to reach a certain amount. So if you can structure yourself, get ahead of the game, hire somebody. Hey, I mean, you're more than anybody can reach out to me, Wade Financial Services, telephone number 904-535-3072. I have an open line. Email address is calvin.wadefinancialgroup@outlook.com. Reach out to me. And hey, I encourage, even if you don't reach out to me, reach out to somebody to get organized, to get structured. A lot of times we're fearful because we don't want to bring other people into our finances, into our business structure. We might not want them to see how much I'm making, or even be a little bit embarrassed to how little I'm making. Because with a financial consultant, one thing that they can do is they can structure your business to make you successful in the long run. And that's really all that matters, is the end game and how much and utilizing that person to stay in your business. So always get ahead of the game, get you some help, get you a financial consultant. And at that point, you can rock and roll the business and come up with a financial plan.
Yeah. No, you don't. So I know you already mentioned it, you know, but how can the people find you?
Hey, you can find me. Give me a call always at 904-535-3072 or shoot me an email at calvin.wadefinancialgroup@outlook.com. And you can always visit my website at www.wadefinancialgroupllc.com.
Awesome. You heard it from the expert himself, Calvin Wade. You know, I appreciate you hopping on the call and speaking to me today, man. You dropped some serious nuggets, so I hope the listeners are taking notes.
Hopefully, I appreciate you and thank you for having me.
No, absolutely.